tell you something peculiar about a dog. Animals in general, most all animals, they're very sensitive. They got a lot of sense. You're taking hunting with a rabbit dog, we had now, and we'd jump up a rabbit and he'd run out down here, that hound come along and strike his track, maybe run him a step or two and go way out yonder. And he'd find out he was wrong. And he'd come back here and start again. And go another way. He'd run way over yonder, he'd find out he's wrong. But he'd come back here and hit that rabbit track and go the way he was going, and boy, you could tell it. They put his music and that rabbit had to go. Yeah, and you stand on the stump out there, you'd see him tipping around way ahead of the dog. You wouldn't have a thing to do but shoot him. Because if he got up from here, he'd run out and down across the other street, but he'd come back close here if the dog run. And that dog can, what's so funny about it, that dog could tell just exactly what direction that rabbit was going. He could smell his track and he could tell his direction. Well,
what kind of animals come and raid hen roost?
What kind of animal? Would
come and raid the hen's nest?
Well, now, a possum will do that, and then sometimes a snake will suck them eggs. I've had seen sitting out here, and a snake will suck an egg, and sometimes they get so full of them, they go out and wrap themselves around a tree and bust them eggs, so they get the substance of them. And then, of course, a possum will eat a chicken, you know. And if she's sitting, possum likes things to smell. Old possum will eat old dead horse, I think. And he'll, when the eggs begin to smell, he'll, possum will eat them. And he'll eat your hen, and he'll eat your little chicken.
Really?
Really. I fixed me a hen house out there where a possum was catching nothing, couldn't get in. Screened it in with hardware chrome, so I didn't have nothing to worry about. I set a hen. She'd come off a chicken.
Mm-hmm. The little bushy-tailed animals that run up and down the trees and they
little
eat nothing.
Squirrels.
And how do these squirrels compare in size? Have you ever seen different kinds of squirrels? How do they compare in size?
Well, now, the squirrels that's on top of the ground, these regular tree squirrels with the bushy tail, that's what you're describing now. Mm-hmm. Then there's a ground squirrel. A little brown stripe, it's not much bigger than a large rat. See, not quite as large as the other ones. And these other squirrels ain't much. When you skin one, you've just about got a rat. I can't hardly eat them. But these little ground squirrels, you see them around the summertime, come up with a little black stripe down the back, and they're small.
Anything sort of like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees, I think you just described that was a ground squirrel, right?
Yes.
Had little stripes down his back.
Yeah, but they usually live in the ground and in holes, but they can go up trees too.
Okay. Do you eat seafoods? Do you eat seafood?
Yes.
What kind?
Well, I eat fish and oysters and such like. Mm-hmm. There is some they ain't whales. What do we call them long things like a snake? Eels.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care for them, but I eat fish and oysters.